Good morning, Facebook, and all of our friends. Greetings to you, whatever time it is where you may be residing in the world. Today is Thursday morning, and it is the 9th of May, 2019. And this morning we're reading, as we usually do, from the Daily Light, a compilation of the Authorized King James Version of the Bible. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews 11:1. If in this life only we have Christ, hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. 1 Corinthians 15:19. Greetings, Ashley. God bless you, too. I hope you're having a good afternoon. Eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither hath entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. 1 Corinthians 2:9-10. After that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession. Greetings, Alan Taylor. Good to see you. Greetings, Terry Scott. Welcome aboard this day. So it's night there, says Ashley. It's not afternoon. Okay. Whom having not seen ye love, in whom though now we see him not, ye yet believing, we rejoice. Can't even read this morning. Ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. We walk by faith, not by sight. Cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. Greetings, Ross and Cox. I was reading from Ephesians 1:10-14, John 20:29, 1 Peter 1:8-9, 2 Corinthians 5:7, and Hebrews 10:35. You know, I often talk to people about, because this had a tremendous impact on me, so usually when something has an impact on you, you want to explore it with other people, right? You want to share, especially if it was something positive. And I remember the first time I began to think about where faith comes from. Now, it seems obvious, but it's something that bears a little bit of talking about. So much of so-called Christendom sets forth the presupposition that our salvation is based upon something that we do. Or, you know, so many people say our salvation is based upon something that we do. Obedience, believing, repenting, confessing, praying, filling out a decision card, going to an altar, dying out to the old man, all of these different things people say our salvation is based upon. Greetings, Pastor Cook. Greetings, Washington Asika. Well, that's a problem because it's a denial of a very important, very many important scriptures. You know, the Bible tells us that we were born and conceived in sin. And it tells us that we were dead in our trespasses and sin. It tells us that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. we look in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1, it says, "And you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sin." And then he says in the 5th verse, "Even when we were dead," "even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved." There's our answer right there. Not by belief are you saved. Not by repentance are you saved. Not by obedience are you saved. Not by conversion are you saved. But by grace are you saved. Through faith. And not of yourselves. It is a gift of God. So, grace precedes faith. Grace is a gift. Grace is the unmerited favor of God. Grace precedes faith. God is the giver of faith. God is the origin of the faith of Christ that he places within us. That is what quickening is. John 3, "The Spirit bloweth where it listeth, and no man knoweth the sound thereof. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit of God." Listen, Zarnian preachers, and they actually are convinced that their salvation is based upon something that they have done. Rick Wiles, he has a program, he's been on, he used to be affiliated with Trinity Broadcasting Network, was their marketing director, very close to Paul Crouch. And his other dick was involved in the Billy Graham Association. So that ought to tell you where they stand. But I heard Rick Wiles say, "Well, I'm a good repenter. And I remember when, you know, I gave my heart to God." Rick Wiles, you didn't do anything. If you are a Christian, which I frankly, because of your statements about how you came to believe the gospel, which you call the gospel, which is another gospel, we are not the originators of our faith. We are not, we have no part or parcel in grace. Grace is the unmerited favor of God. It is another gospel. Have you ever thought about the fact that if you're dead in your trespass and sin, you can't do anything? A person that's in a coffin can't raise himself up out of that coffin any more than Lazarus could raise himself from the dead. It takes a divine quickening, whatever you want to call it, born again. "The Spirit bloweth where it listeth, and no man knoweth the sound thereof. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit of God." And so when you talk, when you hear someone that give themselves all of these accolades of what they did, you know, to come to Jesus Christ, it's as if they are replacing the Holy Spirit with their own actions. And they're taking glory and credit for it. That's why I so struggled with the way I was raised in an Arminian church. That's why I had to get away from it. Because God says he will not share his glory with another. And those people that I was associated with were taking glory for what they did in their supposed salvation. That's why I wrote that book, The Lies of Free Will. Because in this little book, I not only give the history and the origin of the doctrines of the lies of free will, but also the erroneous teachings contained in that doctrine. The origin of the lie of free will came from Lucifer himself when he said, "I will arise and be as God." You know, what did Lucifer say? Well, he made it pretty clear where he was going. You know, "I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also on the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the cloud. I will be like the Most High. If thou shalt be brought down to hell, the sides of the pit," Isaiah 14, 12, 15. Well, "How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations?" Well, there was war in heaven. Michael and the angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought, and his angels prevailed not. Neither was their place found any more in heaven. And that great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out in the earth, and his angels were cast out with him, Revelation 12, 7 and 9. This is really how the propagation of the lies of free will began. It was Satan himself. He said in his heart that he would ascend into heaven, that he would exalt his throne above the stars of God. This, in a nutshell, is what free will seeks to set forth. That man's will is independent of God, and his will has the power to do anything he chooses to do. What a tremendous lie. This is the lie of all lies. You shall become as God. God proclaims through the prophet Isaiah, "I, even I, am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior. I have declared and have saved. I have showed when there was no strange God among you. Therefore, you are my witnesses, saith the Lord. I am God." "Before the day was I am he, and there is none that can deliver out of my hand. I will work, and who shall let it?" Isaiah 43, 11 through 13. Yes, the Lord has proclaimed that no one can deliver himself. Only the Lord himself can save. That's what Billy Graham taught, free will of man. That's why I have come against the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association and their doctrine of works. The other thing that the doctrine of free will denies is election and predestination. Christ was the best teacher on election and predestination and the reality of both. Only one needs to read the 6th, the 8th, the 10th, the 17th chapters of John to see that Christ was the most adamant teacher on the doctrines of grace. Peter, Paul, and John taught the doctrines of predestination and election in their writings and messages. However, the church at Rome, Roman Catholics, became more and more dictatorial over the small churches and began to denounce the heresies by setting forth contrary teachings and even affirming the free will of man and anathematizing any who would not uphold the free will of man. Well, then we find James Jacob Arminius and his followers followed right in the same path. And You know, this has been with us all down through the ages. I tell people, if you want to see a doctrine that both the atheists and the Arminians and the false evangelical churches agree upon, it's the doctrine of free will. Just read the Humanist Manifesto. That should tell you something. John Wesley denied the total depravity of man, as well as Charles Finney, Billy Graham, Adrian Rogers, even Dwight L. Moody. All of those people that I just mentioned were virtually free will promoters. One of the things that you can find with all of these people that promote the free will of man, they deny election and predestination, which is a biblical doctrine taught by Jesus Christ and his apostles. Predestination is a marvelous biblical doctrine. Once a person understands the significance of it and the assurance that it gives to the elect child of God in his or her faith, which is the faith of Christ, given to them by Christ, he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him, have predestinated us unto Jesus Christ himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, not our will. In whom we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him that worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. Well, then we have the golden chain of salvation, don't we? Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. Well, yes, he foreknew them. But that foreknowing was not just looking down through the portals of time and seeing that we would choose him. No. The foreknowledge was an intimate knowledge of us, all of those whom he would predestinate. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called, and whom he called, them he also justified, and whom he justified, them he also glorified. It sounds like God did all the work. Doesn't sound like we had anything to do with it. Well, because the false doctrine that Jesus Christ died for all men without any exceptions and made it possible for all men to be saved is pretty much taught in over 90% of the so-called evangelical churches today. And what do they use as a proof text? John 3:16. John 3:16 does not say, "For God so loved the whole world," period. That's not what it says. There is another part of the verse. "For God so loved the world that whosoever believeth." That's what it says. "For God so loved the world that whosoever believeth." And who are the ones that whosoever believeth? We're back to the question of the origin of faith, aren't we? Where did believing come from? The whosoevers are the ones that have been predestinated by God to believe the gospel. The Arminians teach a temporary salvation, not an everlasting salvation. C.I. Scofield. Took it even further and tried to, because of his association with Zionists, brought in the lies that all of the Jews are God's chosen people, physical Jews. All the Jews are not God's chosen people. If that were the case, they would all be embracing and trusting Jesus as their Messiah. Most Jews hate Christ and embrace the Babylonian Talmud and the Kabbalah, which is satanic. When Scofield's reference Bible came on the scene, it was immediately welcomed, promoted by the free will churches, and has become a mainstay in many of the so-called fundamentalist churches, and is accepted as true when it is full of lies perpetrated by Scofield and his Zionist friends. For he is not a Jew which is one outwardly, neither is that circumcision which is outward in the flesh, but he is a Jew which is one inwardly, and circumcision is that of the heart, and not the letter, whose praise is not of men, but of God. Romans 2:28-29. Now we find the government of the United States and Donald Trump and most of the political leaders on both sides of the aisle in APAC have bought into the Zionist movement, resulting in billions of dollars going into the coffers of a foreign entity, the State of Israel. Well, Charles Finney promoted the false doctrine of free will. He's the one that came up with the mourner's bench, if you want to call it that. Finney denied the doctrine of original sin and the doctrine of justification, and put in place man's free will. D.L. Moody was a great promoter of free will gospel. He and Ira Sankey conducted huge evangelistic meetings in Scotland where thousands professed as to believing in Christ. They also held meetings throughout Britain, playing upon people's emotions rather than ascribing to the doctrines of the Bible. In fact, it was an enemy of the truth. These teachings ignored God as the lawgiver and ignored the sovereignty and power of God in the dispensation of His grace. Good morning, or good greetings to you, Jeff Swayze. The clear fact that Moody's teachings appeal to the mass and its absence of sound doctrine shows the reality of the emphasis on the free will of man. Well, then we had the evangelical Catholics together. In 1994, March 29, a remarkable event took place that would change the relationship of the so-called Christian community throughout the world. A group of 20 leading so-called Christian leaders and 20 Roman Catholics signed the joint declaration, Evangelicals and Catholics Together. And who was involved in this? Richard John Niehaus, Catholic priest. And then, of course, we had Charles Colson and Campus Crusade for Christ, Bill Bright, and Pat Robertson, and J.I. Packer, and Larry Lewis of the Southern Baptist Convention, and Jesse Miranda of the Assemblies of God, and John White of Geneva College, and Cardinal John O'Connor, and Avery Dulles. They sought to bring about a unifying language describing the so-called gospel between the evangelicals and Roman Catholics. It's all works, folks. It's a works-centered religion. It has nothing to do with God's grace. Dr. James Dobson, in his book on the family, even still to this day, as old as he is, supports the free will of man. He always promoted the doctrine of self-esteem and self-actualization. He puts man on the throne. Of not only his destiny and his choices, but he puts man on the throne in relationship to his eternal salvation. Dobson bought into the cycle garbage. You cannot serve God and mammon. No man can serve two masters. He will either hate the one and love the other, or he will hold the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Matthew 6:24. Why was Dobson and the focus on the family so well received by the free will churches? It should be obvious. He endorsed secular education by his own practices and doctrine. He endorsed a man-centered psychology over the word God taught and preached the doctrine of free will that man can determine his own success in life by his own choices. Why did Billy Graham call his broadcast The Hour of Decision? It focuses on the free will of man and not the election and sovereign grace of God. Literally millions of people exalt Billy Graham as a great preacher and follower of Christ. There's even a statue of Billy Graham in front of one of the Southern Baptist churches today. He's been a huge advocate of ecumenism and bringing everyone under a one-world church. He teaches that Jesus loves everyone without any exception, and he made it possible that all would be saved. Jesus Christ did not predestinate everyone to salvation. Jesus Christ does not love everyone. That's what Billy Graham taught. If Jesus Christ hated one person, then he doesn't love everyone. And we have an example of him hating someone before they're even born, not having done any good or evil, that the purpose of God, according to election, might stand in Esau. Charles Finney was a hero of Billy Graham. And Billy Graham considered Charles Finney to be another great spiritual leader doing the service of God. In the mega churches of today and their leaders like Rick Warren, Purpose Driven Live, Bill Hybels, T.D. Jakes, John Hagee, Chuck Smith, Paula White, Joyce Myers, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland are just a few examples of those who merely mirrored the false free will doctrine propagated by Billy Graham. Back in 2007, I purchased Rick Warren's book, The Purpose Driven Life. I was amazed at how blatant and obvious was his exaltation of the creature. Rick Warren's philosophy, who happens to be a Southern Baptist, is man-centered. What man can do to determine his own destiny by his own choices. His association with the Southern Baptist Convention is further evidence of the doctrinal errors upheld by the Southern Baptists. And, of course, Southern Baptists have a whole group of people we can look at, like Beth Moore and others. Well, I just wanted to point this out this morning. The biblical gospel, according to Apostle Paul, can be found in Romans 8. Which is the golden chain of salvation. For whom he did foreknow, also did predestinate, we conform to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn of many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called, and whom he called, he also justified, and whom he justified, them he also glorified. What shall we say, since if God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword, as written, but I say, we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter, and in all things, these things we are more than conquerors to him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Romans 8, 26-36. So this morning, if you're holding on to the lies that I let Jesus into my heart, doctrine, poor little Jesus, you don't understand the gospel. I used to tell people, if Jesus wants to get into your heart, he will get into your heart. It's not contingent upon the will of man. Not him that willeth, nor him that runneth. But God that showeth mercy. May the Lord be with you this morning in a special way. Study these things out. See if they're true. God bless.